This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday. As we have items sent to us, first from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include a domestic on East 4th, received a report of a verbal domestic in progress. Officers responded, contacted one of the subjects involved, the other had left the area. So, cops are coming. I think I'm leaving. So.
I just remembered an important appointment I have on the other side of town.
In a non-cop contact appointment that you have. So, domestic North Ferris received a report of male and female that were yelling and screaming at each other. Officers responded, and after an investigation, a 27-year-old out of Powell was issued a citation for unlawful contact.
Uh-oh.
Disposition. Fee case. She touched me. Okay. Traffic stop, South Bernard. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for failure to obey device control signal. Device control signal. Disposition. Warning issued, which could be a stoplight, Russ.
Your robot overlords are commanding you to stop.
Let's see, animal law, South Absurca. Lost cat, 6.5-year-old, named Dennis. Why did you name your cat Dennis? Has a red harness on it and got away. Dispatch handled. No wonder it ran away. Put a big red harness and call it Dennis.
Yeah, I'd run away too.
Prowler, Avenue C, received a report of a male trying to get into the side door of an RP's residence. The RP went out, told him he had to leave. What? The male finally left, but RP didn't know which direction. Officers responded, contacted the male. He was intoxicated, thought he was at his house since he recently moved. See, if you move somewhere and then you get drunk, make sure to write your address down somewhere. Okay?
I think it's one of these.
The officer walked him home, gave him a warning for public intoxication at 8:47 p.m.
So, early bird.
Yeah, he was drunk. But it gets dark at that time, right? Oh, yeah. So he thought it was his house because he moved into a house that had a door.
All these houses look the same.
Yeah, they'll have doors and paint on them.
Windows. Which one's mine?
Let's see. Traffic stop, East Coulter. Commercial truck parked in the turning lanes. Subject was trying to get assistance with directions. Officer's assistant. Assistance given. So instead of pulling over, just stopped in the middle of Coulter Avenue. I need to find this address. Well, let's create a huge problem then by you not pulling over, okay?
Oh, you peasants, just hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Tell me where to go.
Just drive around me. Disturbance, North Beckman, received report of a disturbance between neighbors. Officers responded, contacted all parties involved. One had already left the scene. They were given options on how to handle the situation. Stop throwing poo over the fence.
But it's so handy.
It was theirs to begin with.
Yeah. Right. Well.
Yeah, here we go. So, bad check complaint, South Absurca, received report of fraudulent checks. An officer responded, case under investigation, disposition, see report. So, they're pieces of paper with a promise to pay later, what they are. And They are saying that I actually have money in the bank. Trust me because I have a trusting face, even though my check has a picture of a kitten on it. Okay? So, but there's still some companies that will take checks.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of them aren't doing it anymore.
So. Oh, yeah.
It's a sort of a thing in the past. Right? You can mail a check to pay a bill. They're okay that way. But when you're actually at a company and they don't know you, they're probably not going to take it, okay?
Might not.
Yeah. Let's see. Animal stray dog running westbound on Coulter. It got away. Traffic complaint occurring on East 3rd. Received a complaint of a red truck going super fast past the middle school. An officer responded, searched for the vehicle, didn't see the vehicle in the area, disposition, gone on arrival. So there's fast, Russ. Then they're super fast.
Next time I buy a car, I'm going to ask just to see the super fast ones.
Yeah, so it's super/fast.
Cool.
Okay. Went by the middle school, so I'd say probably 180 would be super fast.
That'd be pretty fast.
Yeah, and going by a middle school, kids try to step out. Yeah, that would be dangerous there. Let's see. Dogs running. Welfare check, North Douglas. Request to check the welfare of a subject. Officer spotted. Not able to locate. RP advised. We can't find him. Oh, okay. Traffic stop. Failure to stop at a stop sign. Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened from, it's actually occurring from yesterday. They include a miscellaneous assistance, Cody Law Enforcement Center. RP says she ordered something off Amazon and she forgot to change the address. So it'll be coming to the Law Enforcement Center instead. She'd like to be notified when it gets here so she can come and get it. So why did she... Her old address was the Law Enforcement Center.
So, what, she used her one phone call to call Amazon?
She ordered it, and my address, the Law Enforcement Center, but they won't let me stay there. I now have another house, but I don't know. So.
Two-day delivery to jail!
Yeah. Property damage on...
I wonder if it was like a file.
Yeah, that could be, yeah.
I got that lock pick set from Amazon.
Or it could be that book, How to Escape from Jail.
How to Bake a File into a Cake.
Property damage on Alger. RP reporting that a guest damaged a bathroom last night. They've tried to reach him, haven't been able to. They'd like a report for insurance purposes, disposition, unable to assist. Oh, I think the unable to assist is, well, we can fill out a crime report. Oh, no, he's a good guest. We don't want it to be a crime. We just want to get insurance money. And then cops say, call somebody else, okay?
Well, and wrecked a bathroom. I don't think I want too many details.
No, yeah, you don't know what was going on inside there, you know?
Enough said.
Yeah, it wasn't just a shaving experience, I don't think. So,
the shaving cream got away from me.
Suspicious activity on Rumsey. RP advised a white car parked behind a residence appears to have a male subject living in it. Disposition, unable to locate. Well, they're living somewhere else.
I'm guessing mobile home.
Yeah. Theft, rockstar cowgirl. RP is a shoplifter. Like speak to an officer, has camera footage. Someone stealing something at the Rockstar Cowgirl. I'm guessing pants, Ross. So.
And is that where's that at? Do we know?
Sheridan.
Oh, in Sheridan.
Yeah. Sheridan
on Sheridan
Avenue.
Gotcha.
Downtown.
Rockstar Cowgirl.
Yeah, you haven't been in there, Ross. Invited to go in there.
I have not.
Yeah. Property loss, Silver Dollar Bar. If he lost his wallet at the Silver Dollar. alcohol may have had something to do. I don't know. So. Property lost at Gunworks. RP needs to report a missing suppressor. Disposition. CK. Station pass a law where you can't steal gun suppressors, Russ. So
that'll stop everybody.
Well, you can't too. Yeah. Oh, wait. It is against the law for stealing. What? Motor vehicle crash. Rumsey. Subaru Legacy versus a green Nissan. So that's about average. Yeah.
Pretty even card.
Citation for improper backing, which is just not looking behind and just taking off, you know.
Throw it in reverse and you yell out, good luck, everybody.
Yeah, I'm coming. Get out of my way. A nuisance complaint on Alpine Avenue. RP states overgrown weeds in the alley and dead wood. So he's got not only weeds growing in the alley run by the city, but he's got dead wood, just laying around. Let's see, animals, here. Traffic stop, citation, or citizen contact, Silver Dollar Bar, stopping a subject regarding jaywalking. Verbal warning for jaywalking. This occurring at 9:30 at night. Walking over to the dollar, Ross.
You all got those laws in Wyoming, too?
I guess we have them, but they just usually don't enforce them because it happens all the time, even on shared it, in downtown Powell. I saw a whole family that was like probably about 10 feet from the crosswalk.
Yeah.
But they weren't going to use a cross. They were waiting for cars to pass by. Instead of going to the crosswalk, which was 10 feet away, with their kids. So, just to... Yeah, they're going to wait for the cars and trucks to drive by instead of going to the crosswalk where cars and trucks have to stop.
Oh, they're on vacation.
Let's pass here. It'll save us less time. No, it took more time to wait for cars and trucks to go by. Okay? Just a thought. Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. We're on Friday. Tim works super fast over there at Aldridge's.
Look at him go.
He's super fast today. Anyway, appreciate Powell Police and Cody Police for today's Police Blotter Report. And